All right, this one goes out to the moms. Do you ever feel like your self-care needs just fall to the back burner? Does the mental load of motherhood feel like its own full-time job? Today, we're going to dig deep into how we moms, myself included, can manage that mental and emotional weight and still carve out some precious me time. Moms, why is taking care of ourselves so hard to do? Why does the term self-care kind of feel like a cruel joke when we can barely catch a moment to ourselves, seemingly, between household chores and childcare and this constant mental load and possibly even a career to juggle and a partner to show up for? Where does self-care even begin? Listen, I care about this deeply because it's a juggling act and a balance act that I have to tend to every day for myself. And I really think as moms, we deserve a break because we perform better in every role in our lives when we take a break and we're at our best. So let's dive in. In the first part of my series on self-care for moms, we're going to discuss the concept of the mental load in motherhood and how it's oftentimes a barrier for us to self-care. Plus, we're going to talk about some actionable tips to balance the overwhelm and make self-care a reality for us. As moms today, we're asked to hold a whole lot in our awareness at all times. They call it the invisible mental load, this cognitive labor of managing a household and a family. And this typically falls on the mom's shoulders, typically, not always. But the pressure of being the one that's in charge of having this never-ending list of to-do items that's constantly running in your head, having to remember what needs to get done and when it needs to get done and what I need to delegate, and then be the one responsible for making sure they actually get done. Sound familiar? So today it said that nearly 9 in 10 moms in committed partnerships say they feel solely responsible for organizing the family schedules. And that burden leaves them feeling overwhelmed and exhausted and leaves us feeling unable to take care of ourselves and have that space. Not taking care of ourselves means that we end up depleted and burnt out and unable to show up as the kind of mom we want to be and the partner we want to be and the career woman that we actually want to be, which is present and relaxed and joyful. So at the end of the day, we have to realize that there is no exit ramp waiting for us. We have to create it ourselves. We have to carve out the time to make it happen. And that can be downright uncomfortable. But I promise it's one of the best things we will ever do for ourselves. All right. So how do we get ourselves out of this sticky mess as moms? Here's some tips that I have for you on how to overcome the overwhelm that you might feel about the mental load in your own life. Tip number one, understand what that mental load is. If we can start to visualize it, even write it down, make a list, this visualization can actually help you see just how much is on your plate. Not to overwhelm you, but to help you see what's possible that I could delegate to others. And then tip two, open up some lines of communication. Talk with your partner if you have one or a supportive person in your life. Talk about what's on your plate. Maybe you even have that list and you go over it with them and you figure out how you can deliberately delegate some ownership of certain tasks when possible. I've had to do this with my husband and it was a game changer. It's not about them just helping you out. This is about them taking full ownership over those tasks on a regular basis, not just a one-time thing. And then tip number three, establish some boundaries. This is so much easier said than done as women because we're often not role modeled how to do that. As an adult, it's okay to say no or to delay a task that can wait. Really, if we're being honest with ourselves, it's super uncommon that you're going to find more than like 3 major fire drills that are absolute priorities in one day, like this needs to get done or the whole world's going to fall apart. So knowing that, just prioritize what really needs your attention right now. And then work on the big important stuff that needs to get done that's actually going to make the big difference in your life. It's going to move the needle more instead of just doing all that little busy work. Being a mom doesn't mean that you have to lose yourself in the process. With some clear communication and prioritizing ourselves, we can overcome the overwhelm we've been experiencing and reclaim some balance and some vibrancy. So if you take anything away from this today, initiate a mental load and a self-care conversation with someone close to you, whether it's a partner or a family member or a friend, and recognize it's time to redistribute the load a bit. Ask for their support. You're going to get it.